the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. With the cost of buying a home now becoming more unattainable for many people, there is a local builder that is developing flex houses, which allows owners to rent out their ready-built basement apartments. So today, because housing is such a big deal, we're once again talking with Jonathan Juha about these new housing options, which are already getting noticed by other builders. Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Not too bad. Thank you for having me.
Good, good. So let's just start with what a flex house is. What is it? What does it look like? What does it include?
Well, the flex house is sort of like the term that this local company, Ironstone, came out for this type of housing option that they have started to provide to their clients. It's a home that comes built in with an already, you know, ready to rent, up to code basement that it sort of like has its own entrance. It's completely separate from the main unit or the upper floors. And the concept is basically that allowing anyone who's trying to get into the housing market and be able to buy one of these properties and having that additional unit already within the design, so they once they move in, they can rent it out to someone else, or if they, you know, they live in a multi-generational home, whether their parents or other family members can take advantage of this, of that space, but still sort of like keeping that privacy and being able to generate some income from renting out that space of the property. And obviously, well, that money would go towards, you know, help covering the cost of mortgages, which obviously these days are very high with the way that interest rates are, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So are these mostly starter homes, like, you know, one and two bedrooms, or can you get larger homes? What size are they?
Well, the developer himself, they, you know, they consider these sort of like starter homes because they're smaller homes. But I mean, the units, you can find them in one bedroom units or a two bedroom configuration as well. Obviously, the upper side would have more unit bedrooms as well. So it depends, like they have different sort of like models. But the concept is that, like, if you're having a hard time entering to the market, this could be like a possible solution for you to be able to, you know, have some extra income to afford. And what's interesting about this project is that the development himself has partnered with RBC. Mm-hmm. So like when they're doing the calculation for their mortgage for someone who's interested in one of these properties, they can have already sort of like that income that is projected to be included or coming in from the renting out of the additional unit included sort of like into the financial paperwork. So it could also reduce, you know, the burden on the buyer or increase how much they get approved for. Or make it even just get the approval, because, you know, with how high interest rates are now, the stress test is also higher as well. So that's sort of like one barrier that many first-time home buyers are facing as well. It's not only coming out with a down payment or having, you know, find the property that fits your budget, it's also just getting approved for a mortgage, which mm-hmm. can be a little bit more difficult right now.
So having these units can really just allow you to buy a home at all, just get into the market.
Yeah, exactly. It's sort of like that's sort of like the process, the promise and the idea behind the concept. It allows, again, a buyer to enter into the market, have that additional income, or even getting approved for a mortgage. But it also has the added benefit of adding additional units for London as well, like rental units, potentially. You know, the yeah. city itself is facing vacancy rates, which is one of the reasons why rents have gone up so much in London as well. There are just not that many units available for rent. That hence, you know, the push from all levels of governments to get more units built. So this sort of like kills, you know, two birds with one stone, allowing someone to, you know, fulfill perhaps their dream of home ownership and enter into the market, and the additional benefit of, you know, including a rental unit that would otherwise not be there in the market.
So are the people looking for these homes looking to be landlords? Like, do they want to do that? Are family renting these out? Like, you know, what if you, I mean, is this the only way to become a landlord, to be able to afford a home for some people?
Well, talking to the developer behind the project, again, the company, it's called Ironstone here in London. They admit that it's sort of like a little bit of a new concept, especially for a smaller market in London, where you know, you used to hear the stories about the affordability first, you know, in larger markets like Toronto or closer to the GTA, Vancouver and things like that. But as prices escalated here and got more expensive, that conversation became also commonplace here in London, right? Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like a new model that is just starting here in London, but you can already see that there's some interest from Londoners in having these additional units. As part of my reporting, I collected some figures from City Hall showing how many additional units applications they have received and how many building permits they have issued in the past 5 years. So that number in 2019 was around 50 only additional units were built in the city. That number was more than 200 last year. So even people who already have a home, they're interested in having these additional units as part of their property, again, as a way to earn additional income, because it's not just the affordability crisis, not just on the housing market. We have also been hit with inflation, higher costs of food and living standards as well have gone up. So a lot of people seem to be more interested in finding ways to make this work and have that additional income to help their finances. What's easier when you buy it or already has it built in is that you don't have to go through the hurdles of applying for the permit. Not all properties or not all homes have, you know, a design that it's easy to convert into to add an additional unit or having baked in it, especially when you, you know, want to do things to standard, right? So this sort of like, it's also an additional benefit that the property seems to offer to people interested in perhaps finding a way to get into the market and have that extra income, having it just built right there, not having to do any of the extra work or finding, you know, a contractor and someone who can walk them through the entire process and get that rental unit there
right
for them.
And the headache of renovations. Oh my gosh, you don't have to deal with that at all. What prompted Ironstone to even want to do this? Like how did they even think of doing this?
Well, the first time they did it, actually they did it, they already have a home that they were already building. But once the province passed new legislation, sort of like trying to promote and make it easier for properties to have additional units and simplifying sort of like the process of getting that building permit. So they decided to try it on one, see how it would go. And they created sort of like their first flex out just out of that to see how the process would look like and the response from, I guess, from people interested or into buying a home, right? Mm-hmm. But it quickly sort of like came the realization that it's just easier to, as well for developers to just include that separation or that additional unit right from the get-go, as opposed to trying to do the renovations middle of the way. So that's how they created the first one. So far they have built about 15, 12 of those who were sold as of last week when I did my story. But they seem to definitely see a new segment in the market from interested buyers in these type of properties, that their plan is to start increasing that amount of units. You know, whenever they have a new development, a larger portion of those new homes that they're going to be building are going to be these flex houses, offering, again, a different option for people to get into the market.
What area of the city are they in? Are they all in the same like subdivision, or are they around the city in different spots?
So right now, the subdivision that I visited, that the homes are in the Pond Mills area, sort of like a new subdivision that where they have projects there. But again, like their plan is to expand and make it a bigger portion of their offering and their portfolio going forward. So as they develop new projects and start new developments, their plan is to add a few of those homes. So it's not just going to be restrained to one specific area. But again, as they start creating new housing developments, they're going to be adding more of those homes and see if there's still sort of like an interest there from the market.
Yeah. Just touch on how this is going to help the housing affordability crisis again. I know that you mentioned some things, but there is a lot of offshoots of this, of how this will help. I mean, what a unique idea. Why didn't we think of this before? Right. That's kind of when you read it, you're like, oh, yeah, well, that makes total sense. Right.
Well, it seems, again, it's sort of like a response to the reality that we are in. Again, it used to be that London, comparably to other markets closer to the GTA, was very affordable. So people, you know, were still able to be able to afford or enter into the market or buy a home or purchase a property without having to really think some additional income to be able to make this work financially, right? Mm-hmm. So this is more sort of like a response to that reality that we're in, like home prices have gone up, high interest are up. So in terms of the affordability crisis, again, the fact that that whoever purchased the property has the opportunity of already have that potential income from renting the unit included into the application makes it easier for them to get into the market. Whereas in many cases, maybe they wouldn't have been able to get approved, right? To get it, to buy a home. It also helps on the rental market side because you are adding additional units that are desperately needed in London. When again, like the vacancy rates have been at historic lows, like lows around 2% or lower over the past 5 years or so, right? So you're adding additional units that increases the supply of home and helps stabilize prices on the rental market. So it's a little bit of a win-win for the people who are buying and for renters as well. But now it also depends on people whether this is sort of like an option that they want, because I would imagine that there are still people who would not want to have to deal with, you know, having someone else, even though the units are completely separate, different entrance, complete privacy between one level and the other. I'm sure that there are still people out there who prefer to simply, you know, buy at their home and not really have to become or be forced to become a landlord because they can't afford a home right now.
In your story, you did mention that RBC, I think it was RBC, is going to give some help to the buyers who become landlords, right? Like if they have no experience, there is some direction that they could get.
Well, that's not coming directly from RBC. It's more from the developer himself. They have created as well sort of like a program in which they provide some information packages to potential buyers, some information. They get help, you know, getting like a rental license here in the city and all of that. It's sort of like, you know, they're trying to guide people through the process and make it as easy as possible for them. So it doesn't become sort of like a burden or like a barrier for them into considering these type of homes. The idea of them having to be forced to become a landlord as well. It, like that's sort of like one option, but we're also seeing that across Canada, the number of multi-generational homes is also increasing. A lot more families are also living with their parents or have other relatives and family members, larger families living together. So that still allows for those larger homes to find a place and maybe between them also enter the market, but still giving each, I guess, smaller families or like a sense of privacy and independence, which the structure itself provide, again, by having two completely separate levels, entrances and all.
Yeah, you're not living on top of each other in the same space. Can we expect more of these developments? I know Ironstone plans to make more, but have other developers caught wind of this? Is this happening perhaps in other cities as well?
So I had a conversation as well as part of the reporting for the story with the head of the London Home Builders Association. He mentions that he keeps hearing that there are more developers in London interested in the concept and are working to find ways to make it work. So it seems like, if you say, like to a point, like an obvious idea that this could be sort of like a way to go moving forward. So there are definitely more developers who are considering the concept as well. So the expectation would be that, again, as the affordability crisis, which is not expected to be solved anytime soon, continues not only here in London, but across the country, that this is sort of like a path forward and could become also a trend in other centers. Again, this is something that is a lot more common in larger markets where obviously home prices are even higher than what they are here in London. But it's definitely... it has the potential of becoming a popular option for people, again, who are desperate to get into the market, haven't had that possibility, and or for whom some of them, the finances don't add up on their own incomes and things like that. This could be an alternative option for them to consider and see that it sort of like gives them the final push that they need to get into the market.
Yeah. Well, as I said, as soon as I read the story, I'm like, yes, why haven't we thought about that before? So it makes total sense to have that as an option. Thank you so much, Jonathan. We're going to we can check out this story and your other stories, and we'll follow them at lfpress.com. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks again for having me.